Right, so I'm standing here in Fringe Central with the director and two of the stars of No Name, which is of course based on the Wilkie Collins, is it a short story?
It's his novel. It's one of his three big ones. We have No Name, Armandale, and Woman in White. And our playwright, who we commissioned, had already done an adaptation of Armandale. And when we contacted him, Jeffrey Hatcher, we were talking about different plays and what interest he had. And he said he'd been wanting to do No Name, and it was really the right project for us. It has a wide variety of characters, a lot of strong female characters, and we were pretty excited about it. So we're... You know, we're with it now for over a year, and we're really excited to have it at the Fringe.
All right, Herschel, I'm not complaining or anything, but do you mind if we introduce ourselves before we do the full-on thing?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we've met Herschel already.
Hi, my name is Andrew Stahursky. I play Captain Rag.
My name is Jane Burkett, and I play Magdalene Vanstone.
And you guys are out of Carthage, which is not the place of Hannibal. It's the university in...
Yes, we're in Kenosha, Wisconsin, right between Chicago and Milwaukee, right on Lake Michigan.
All right, I'm going to resist the temptation to ask whether Scott Walker's going to be the next president.
No comment.
Someone not quite over Act 10 over there. So what first attracted you to the Wilkie Collins milieu?
I think a lot of it had to do with the kind of melodrama of it. As an actor, it's kind of fun to explore different genres, and I'd never really done this kind of melodrama. Herschel actually went a more realistic route with it, which I really liked. We didn't play up all of the, and we really tried to play the truth of every scene. So, and I really loved all the strong female characters in it. Even the villain is a female, and so getting to play off of that was really, really exciting for me.
Is Wilkie Collins overlooked?
I believe so. I think he's very overshadowed by Charles Dickens, mm-hmm. With A Christmas Carol, and he's actually considered to be right up there with him, right up on that pedestal with him, but I think he is overlooked, quite overlooked.
And what are your guys' first impressions of Edinburgh?
I think it's a beautiful city. The nightlife is a lot of fun. Meet a lot of fun people on the streets, and everybody's very friendly. You can strike up a conversation with almost everybody, so you don't feel like it's awkward. You could approach people, ask people questions, and it's fun.
Yeah, just the scenery of it is really breathtaking. You have the city here, and then you look over in one direction, it's the ocean and these beautiful mountains. Just the landscape is just gorgeous.
Yeah, Arthur's Seat was definitely my favorite thing to climb up to and watch the sunrise, and it was probably one of the more beautiful things I've ever seen. So,
well, there you go. That's a pretty big endorsement,
We could get them to work for the city council or something.
The
show.
You guys couldn't be any worse than they already are. And you said that you guys are going to be seeing a little bit of Scotland outside the Fringe, doing a bit of travel.
Yes, we have day trips. We were at Rosalind Chapel yesterday and took in some of the history and the lore, and it was really fun. And we're going to Stirling to see the castle and the Wallace Monument, and we have a day trip to St. Andrews, and we're just having a good time. We're going to see the tattoo and just do as much as we can.
Some of us did go to the ghost tour last night too, one of them, and that was pretty interesting to hear some of the myths and legends, or reality, I'm not sure, that's around this city. So,
what's the future for No Name at the moment?
Well, this was an entry into the American College Theater Festival, so when we get back, we're going to put it under wraps for a couple months and wait until we have notification of who's being invited to the regional festivals, and that would be, we'll find out at the end of November, beginning of December. We want to be able to compete for the National Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival Awards. So that's hopefully what's going to happen. Jeff's doing some other work on it, and he'd like to get it into one of the professional repertory companies, and he's going to probably eliminate some characters and do a smaller cast. So we'll see what happens, but we're going to keep working on it and at least through January of 2015.
And it must be pretty exciting to be able to workshop it in front of a live audience as often as you are able to do in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. It's really exciting because I think one of the things here is we really now are beginning to understand how much the language is coming to life. Because we're fortunate to, I mean, we worked really hard. We had dialect coaches, so we do some English accents, a lot of English accents, Scottish accents, and then some other from the northern counties or along the coast. So there's a couple of characters within the play, but we hear them here everywhere. And last night we said we went on a ghost tour, and about 10 minutes in, I thought, God, this guy's dialect is pretty good. And then I was like, oh, wait, he's from here. And so it means that our work is really good, and the people who saw it were really surprised we were Americans. And you just hear the language come to life, and it's so rich. And Hatcher's writing, his adaptation of Collins, the characters are people that we still see in and around Edinburgh. So that's a lot of fun, too.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for talking with Fringe Review.
Thank you.